Almost. There's one more thing I have to get out of the... I have to make sure that this attachment will open. Aha. Okay. We'll open that one when the time is right. In the meantime, closing things down. Okay. Are we ready to start? Okay, it's now 4:15. This is another 40-minute one, so it will end at 4:25. Okay. Right, our agenda is as before for me to open the meeting, for us to go over the previous minutes, then for the two of you to present your prototype, and for you to, Sarah, present the evaluation criteria. We then have a finance aspect, which is a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet. And I know what you're all thinking of, oh my, because we're only given a 40-minute time period to get it all in, including production evaluation. So we're going to make it very fast track. Okay. And as you can see, that's what we do next on this thing. So the first thing I have to do is close this so that I can get to... Where is it? Right. I need to open my, not the agenda.
Agenda 3?
No, that I want the minutes from the previous minutes. That should be the minutes. Yeah. Okay. From meeting 3. Is it all right with you if I don't switch it to show, just use it as is? This way I can more easily flip it. Okay. Obviously, all of us were here for the last meeting. We reviewed the previous minutes before that. Each of you made your presentations. We discussed the various possibilities based on what was presented in those presentations. The market trend of fruit and veg, spongy, fancy and elegant more than technologically innovative, and that more than easy. We decided chip-on print would be used. We would use plastic with a rubber casing, I think was the consensus, powered by kinetic energy. There was no decision made on the curvatures or double curvature or straight. Perhaps the prototype will give us an inkling of that. Looking like a scroll, but it's really a push-button technology, excuse my spelling, that was actually in use. That is, behind the scenes is push-button, which we, according to Kate, have a very good grasp on doing that in production. We decided that separate fashionable covers, covering your fruit and veg, might be a separate product that could be suggested to management. And as suggested, yellow with black buttons with a company logo, a slogan and image might be a good idea based on the requirements that have been provided to us. We did have a few production issues and coordination of the various bits. and we had some conflict of ideas and cost constraints, and we ran out of time. We had to follow that up and prepare for the last one, and we closed as it ran out of time. Is that a fair presentation of what happened? Okay, back to this meeting. We're down to the prototype presentation.
All right.
Over to you.
Well.
Ooh, two.
Yeah, well, see, we each made one. We don't have enough yellow gold.
Oh.
This is one that I made.
Uh-huh.
It says, curved, easy to hold, handheld, nice and small, with big, easy buttons. This is like a scroll, but they are push buttons, and they enter, takes you into different menus. Of course, we need someone who's experienced with the television satellite. I mean, this is the infrared thing that's going to zap at the television. I'm not quite sure how to make that, but I'm sure it will work. This is on-off switch, because I think we do need that. I think it gives it a nice balance. And it's going to have the logo imprinted on it. In there.
Okay.
As for what it's actually made of, well, the function of these buttons is up, down, left and right in different menus. Position, I presume that just means right on it, easy to see. The main feature of it is just the simple design, simple lack of buttons all over the place, right? Form, curved, kind of smooth handheld, makes it feel nice to hold. Material, I think Kate's going to tackle that quite a bit, but I think we have two different options, because we did make another one, which is in the shape of a banana. It's just, if you can imagine this as yellow with black buttons,
mm-hmm.
like just like this, but in the shape
mm-hmm.
of a banana, which is also nice and easy to hold and feels good, and has a similar sort of scroll push button technology, just slightly different design. Also on off switch and infrared. I had envisioned it in hard smooth plastic. So like I guess like an existing remote control, but molded and smooth. Whereas we thought, like with this one, or mix and match, just we're going to see what you thought, that a more spongy rubber covered with spongy buttons. So we have the two options. We can follow either the smooth hard plastic or the spongy rubber, depending on cost restraints and what conclusion we reach when we discuss it. Material. Yeah, that's what I have to say about material. Can we scroll down and add something else? Well, colour, I think. I definitely have a preference towards bright yellow with black buttons, because that's the company colours. But if anybody's got any other suggestions, I'm quite willing to consider them as well. So, just depends what you think about these ideas. And if I can, maybe Kate, you better say what you think about them.
Well, I don't have very much to add. The case, oops. On off button just to come off our first act. The case can be either spongy rubber or hard plastic. We're not absolutely sure about a combination of the two, but it can be either of those. We have the technology to do that. And as for the actual components, as Steph just said, this is quite a cheap device to manufacture. We have simple rubber push buttons, which provide all the functionality we need. The diode that actually does the infrared is at the end. It's the stalk of the banana. Oh, it's just the end of this version. So that's for material. Colour, well, Steph's the expert on colour. We don't have any particular restrictions on that. Yeah, I think that's all we've got.
As for the fruit or organic theme, like this one is obviously fruit shaped. This one has They're not, yeah. This one has no obvious connections to fruit, but because it's round and moulded, it kind of makes you think sort of organic, touchy-feely, kiddie. It's more like, yeah, you'd expect it to be like a child's sort of toy remote control instead of a real one, which I quite like that sort of image. It's very big and chunky and child-friendly.
Would you care to examine the prototypes? See how they feel.
Hold
them,
you see, yeah. Curvature is up to your liking.
Oh, I see the on offs in the back.
Yes, that's so that your index finger automatically goes straight to it.
If you don't want to tie
your
thumbs
then
after all.
Thumb.
And it was partly we thought the design looked better.
Yeah.
But it could be moved if marketing feel is important to have the on off button in a different place.
I could see this thing. Unless it's reinforced, having a problem with the
Well, see, that's why hard plastic would be quite a good thing for it, because it would just be rigid.
I like the fact that on both of them, the keys would be such a prominent.
Yeah, but we really like that design. I mean, it looks just like a logo, that arrangement of the keys, like a compass point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just up, down, left and right, and we think we could make that quite a good feature. It's like the iPod scroll wheel.
Yeah. It's also like texting, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it makes me think of, mobile phones. I was thinking, moving your thumb like this, what does that remind me of?
Yeah.
And it's a very simple design, there's not a lot to go wrong, the components are cheap to make.
It's also, in terms of being lost, it's quite, it looks quite different.
Yeah.
You know, I have several forearms, and they all look the same until you get up close and you have to, this is really identifying.
I mean, the thing is, we do need to develop our technology of, I mean, actually how to program the menus,
mm-hmm.
and what sort of, you know, text box is going to appear at the bottom of the screen,
mm-hmm.
but we do definitely think it's a viable option.
Okay. The next item is evaluation. If that's if you finish
it.
Shall I take the other one?
Oh, sorry.
This is going to be a heavily interactive evaluation, and the method here is to evaluate the new remote control in terms of the user requirements and the hot trends introduced by the marketing department. So this means we're going to go over the priorities that were raised by the consumers, as well as incorporate all of our insight into this evaluation exercise. So I'm going to go and use the whiteboard. And I've made a list of criteria to look at, and so I'm gonna leave this up as the last thing. But for the evaluation, it's going to be 1 is true and 7 is false, going over these different criteria. So 1 true, 7 false, and I'm gonna now use the.
Fancy, technologically innovative, easy to use, trendy, buttons, access buttons, group buttons, ugly. because these are things that have been brought up. Some of them seem rather close.
Yeah, what about trace? Is that going to go on there as well?
Mm-hmm.
Place very serious. Not like we actually knew anything about it, but we can pretend.
Well, we will soon, unfortunately. No.
Okay. So, how do we feel in terms of, is this fancy?
It depends what you mean by fancy, really, because when I think of fancy, I think of it's got lots of extra sort of fripperies and, you know, like, baroque curliness, and which I call these quite minimal.
Yeah, plain, simple, clean.
Simple and clean. But, I mean, I do see it is heavily reliant on appearance instead of pure functionality. So in that
respect,
it is quite fancy.
I think we'll go with that.
I think just maybe we need a different word other than fancy. I'd say maybe aesthetic.
Elegant.
Elegant.
I don't know if I'd call them elegant.
Yeah, now these aren't the exact terms of the...
How about like stylish or aesthetic?
Yeah.
Stylish, yeah.
Elegant. Let's use elegant, although the people, the word on the street is...
Fancy.
You just break the pen.
Yeah. is fancy. So let's take it to the next level.
We'll just call it fancy.
Well, okay, so in terms of elegant, fancy, we'll call it EF, do we think that perhaps, and maybe we should say the yellow, should we go with the yellow in terms of, I think that's a really superior.
Yeah, I think we need to, they're both yellow with black buttons, it's just that we didn't have any more dough to represent them. That. If you just imagine banana shape with these bits as black. So what we really need to decide is whether we want the actual banana shape, or just a purely blob, or some sort of abstraction in between the two that is more curved like a banana, but that isn't actually recognizable as a banana, you know, with the grooves and the stalk and stuff.
I think so. Many of us are abstracting to look at the yellow ones and call it the banana.
Yeah.
And of the two, I really like the banana, but
the
chunk. Like the chunk.
So that's maybe not something we have to decide just right now.
No,
is it?
But
just somewhere along the scale in between these two.
And that's,
I think between the two, somewhere between the two is true. It's more true than false about a two.
So it's not true. Psychologically innovative.
I don't think that's what we're aiming at with this concept.
Yeah.
I think
so
we're
saying.
Simple, robust, but not particularly innovative.
Easy to use.
Very.
Yes. One, is that
enough? Mm-hmm.
Trendy.
Trendy. And I say specifically spongy fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe only a two or a three then, because we still haven't decided about specific sponginess or specific.
You have to worry about how robust it will be if it's as curved as a banana, but spongy.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't really think so.
But, so, are there
buttons.
Excess buttons?
No.
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 That's false. Good, well-designed buttons. Intuitive.
Better,
buttons.
More intuitive buttons, yes.
True. Ugly.
No.
No.
People don't respond all the time. Sellable, quirky, you know, something people.
Yeah,
I think
it's quite quirky.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
It could be quite a good brand, like a good little object.
And I was thinking of other things in terms of, people say it's cost saving.
Oh, you also need to think about the energy. Is it the kinetic energy?
With the energy. Mm.
It's going to be environmentally friendly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll say it's cost saving environment. So, yes.
Yeah, but we haven't completely developed that side of it yet. So, we're not completely sure about that.
We're just going to play this,
yeah.
Anything else, including price, do you have any idea about price or other features?
Well, I think our instinct is that it should be pretty cheap to develop. We haven't got any
yes.
expensive components.
The instinct says true.
So true one, or should I go to two or three?
I
think
one.
I would say maybe two, because we still we need to get somebody in who's good with the programming for the menus.
Yeah,
I mean it's not
so
like
that's not a cheap thing.
It's not
yeah.
like
yeah.
Every, you know on a normal chunky remote every button is I mean means something different, whereas this one it's only got the four buttons and they all they mean everything depending on what menu you're in.
Hmm.
So yeah,
that's a good point.
We need somebody to develop that. Just put no excess buttons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so
I see for technologically innovative. I'd say it is quite innovative because there aren't really many that have this menu instead of all the extra buttons. I know we're not doing anything involving internet or speech recognition. But,
or LCD.
But we are the upper end of the push button market.
Well, if you let me know if any of these, if you all can think of any other thing to change here, if you think I should change the interactive or add other features. If not, I'll add a browser.
I think we're good. Halfway through the meeting, and the next big thing is the finance. Okay.
Okay. How about if I pass this back to you,
yeah.
and I'll figure out the adventure.
Right.
Thank you for everyone's help with that.
Right. And as you can see, it says the same thing. It had not lost itself, thank goodness. And I'm going to raise what's called a spreadsheet that they provided to me. And it says, fill in the number of components you plan to use in your device. Fan, dynamo, battery, kinetic, solar cells. Okay.
Well, just kinetic
then.
Yeah.
What's a hand dynamo?
That was
crank.
Oh.
Crank also.
Shoot. Kinetic. Is and how many of those will we need per?
Just
we only need one. Okay. Electronic simple chip on print, and we'll need one of those.
Yeah, we can do it all with simple. Just checking that.
Yep, simple, because we've just got push buttons, so we can do it all with simple, which is should be the cheapest.
Okay, we only need one of those.
Yep.
Okay, the case will be uncurved and flat, or a single curve, or a double curve. It looks like it's a single curve, because of the chunkiness. It's
yeah, that one is
single
curve.
That's
a one.
What does double curve mean? I don't understand.
That's the one that goes like this.
Oh,
yeah.
No, you don't need that.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think we need that for either of them.
Single
curve.
Yeah.
Okay, case material supplements. Plastic, wood, rubber, titanium, special color. We have the special color. And did we say plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we do some what ifs? Because it may, I mean,
Yeah.
I still quite like the idea of combining plastic and rubber myself, but it depends on the cost, I guess.
Okay, we'll come back if we can to the rubber being added. At the moment, that's where we are. Interface button,
It's
push
just
button
like
interface,
in
and that's what we're using, isn't it?
Yeah. Do we need to say how many buttons or?
Whoops, don't want that,
Can just
not
name
yet. No, it just says push button interface. Button supplements, they'll be in a special color of black. And the buttons, what's the buttons made of? Rubber?
They'll be rubber.
So we need one of them. And are they any special form?
Well, yeah. Compass point on.
Actually, does special material mean that plastic is not a special material? Because I think they can be plastic.
Because the rate we're going, we can put the rubber
Yeah,
on
they could be
top.
plastic. We don't have to have rubber buttons. Because we haven't got a double coat case.
Yeah, they could be plastic.
Okay. Let's put that rubber in then, of the case material supplement.
It's just one, isn't it?
And we need one of them. And the total cost has been calculated as £9.20 out of the 12.5 we were allowed.
What we're in.
Yeah.
We're in. That's us.
More profit.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to save this into our desktop project documents. Okay, as our project document bit.
Need to double click on that over there.
Yeah. Here we are. That's the only Excel document that will be in there. So it's there for all of us. Okay, so are they under 1250? Yes. Go to the
Yes.
project evaluation next slide. Right. Project process satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity. Yeah. Leadership.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Yes.
Means of having whiteboard, the digital pens, and all that kind of good things.
And Play-Doh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Play-Doh was best, I thought.
Yeah, well, because I mean, it's so hard to describe what you mean just with words and pointing at photographs and saying, well, we quite want this, but imagine it rounder. So much better just to go and, this is it, this is what we want.
Yep.
So we went over all those things and we're satisfied with all we thought.
Yep.
Did we find any new ideas?
I think with the marketing element of fruit shaped, I really opened my eyes.
Yeah. Spongy.
I only speak for myself, though.
And I'd never heard of the kinetic energy before.
Yeah.
So good work as a design team, I
Yeah,
guess.
I think we're a good team, actually. I'm not sure all the wires are great, though.
So we actually worked well as a group.
I think so.
Right. Are the costs within the budget?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Is the
Yes.
project evaluated?
Yes.
I can give
Okay, well, we
you
have a
a
third.
number. It's the average evaluation score is 1.88. So it means, I can spell it out. There were six true or ones, four, pardon me, two almost true, true or close to true. So that was 4 points, and then one false, 7 points. So 17 divided by 9, we're between 1 and 2. I would say that's excellent in terms of how much we adhere to the ideals of the marketplace.
And the only false one is because we've chosen
to maintain
to
old
keep
technology.
Simple,
exactly.
Old technology, which, if it works perfectly well, I see no point in improving on.
Yeah.
It works.
Absolutely.
So
it's kept us within budget.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we do count as, I think, excellent on one.
All right. And therefore, we have to do a final questionnaire and do the meeting summary. I have a final report to present. And then we're done.
Okay.
We're done,
good.
And we're finished in time.
Nice. So we might have to read.
Product launch party.
Yeah.
Product launch party.
Yeah.
Ice sculptures.
Absolutely.
One thing I want to do is, I think the meeting's done.
I believe that is the end of our meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melissa.
One thing I want to do is save everything in the right files because I don't.